After Hitler got Eva to take poison, or a dead duplicate Eva brought in, the double, dressed in the Führer's clothing, could have been shot, a poison capsule placed in his mouth, and left to be covered by Bormann and retrieved by the unsuspecting valet, Linger. Hitler could have then passed from the study through his living quarters to a small conference room containing a stairway to the garden above. Hitler had instructed Linger to wait at least 10 minutes before entering the room. While Linger and the others from the entourage waited in the hallway outside Hitler's study, the Führer's party and an armed SS escort could have made their way to a secluded spot to await darkness. Under the cover of night, Hitler could have moved along Hermann-Göring-Straße, then cut across the Tiergarten to the zoo station near Adolf Hitler Platz. From there, they could have followed the rail lines to the Reichssportfield and crossed the Scharndorfer Straße to the Pikelsdorf Bridge, a short walk to the Havel River, where the Ju-52 floatplane would have been waiting to fly the Führer out. Indeed, a Ju-52 pontoon plane had landed on the Havel the previous night, at the radioed request of someone in the Führer bunker. It took off that same night. Author Infeld has suspected this was a practice run for the following night. Once away from Berlin, an airplane could have taken Hitler almost anywhere in territory not under direct control of the Allies, Switzerland, Spain, or any number of other friendly locations. But did this happen? Conventional history says that Hitler and Eva Braun committed suicide in the bunker, end of story, despite tantalizing tidbits of information that have surfaced since the war. On July 17, 1945, during the Potsdam Conference, Soviet leader Joseph Stalin reportedly told U.S. President Harry S. Truman that Hitler did not commit suicide, but probably escaped. Years later, the Russians produced photos purporting to be of Hitler's dead body, which contradicted their earlier accounts that the bodies of Hitler and his mistress had been immediately burned. Today, while Hitler's fate may be intriguing and undoubtedly will be argued for years, it is immaterial, a moot point. What is certain is that Hitler's legacy, National Socialism, lives on. The history of how the Nazis, armed with advanced technology and the greatest hoard of treasure in history, were able to escape justice at the end of World War II is perhaps the greatest untold story of the 20th century.